Okay, Kedushas Levi, Parshas Nitzavim, Tafshin, Ayin, Beis. I guess it's our last year together before the before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. When do we come back? What Parsh will it be? Not for a while. Noach, maybe? We get Bereishis?
Yeah.
Kavaldik. Right, but I figured since we're holding so close to the Yom Adin, we'll talk about something which is obviously shayach to the Parsha, but also very much connected to the Zman in which we find ourselves. And obviously one of the challenges of this Zman is that we sometimes get very overwhelmed by the Din, right? Weinberger Shlita last night spoke a little bit about how the Avoda has to be this balance of Simcha coupled with Yira. It's not an easy thing to do. But there's something that we have to remember, A, b'chlal, about life, and B, b'prat, when it comes to this time of the year, that I think we sometimes forget, and it causes us to get very overwhelmed, and that is that when the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world, he did so for one purpose only, and that is to bestow his goodness upon Klal Yisrael. That's why the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the world. He wants to do good for us. He's a melech who's chafetz b'chayim, like we spoke about for the last 45 minutes. He's not interested in killing us. He's not interested in punishing us. He's interested in nothing more than bestowing his goodness and his kindness upon us. And if you look through this week's parsha, Kedushas Levi, every single piece, at least as it appears to me, speaks to this theme. Every piece is about Hashem wants to do good to you. And it's very possible that the Zman was Gorin, either Bikavana or without maybe open kavana, but clearly the tzaddik of Levi Yitzchak, when he was writing these pieces, he was responding to a certain feeling that we have, which is, I'm very scared, and I don't know what Hashem's game plan is for me, and Rosh Hashanah is very intense, and I want to be hopeful, but I'm not sure if that's the appropriate feeling. Says of Levi Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants nothing more than to just pour out his divine chesed upon us. So I picked a small piece in the writings of Rav Levi Yitzchak in this week's parasha, but I couldn't pass up with sharing with you some of the other lishonos that he uses in some of the other pieces, which are much longer pieces. They were too long to make the shir around, but just take a look at the first two sources. Just beautiful, beautiful chizuk filled lishonos in Kedushas Levi this week's parasha. Ki aklal hu, source number one. Habore baruchu darchu lativu prat li yisrael. Hashem wants to do good for the whole world. All the more so for Klal Yisrael. V'zeretzono kishmashpia tovos u'brachos li'Yisrael ha'amo. V'chas v'shalom kishyisrael einam ru'uyim la'shpia le'am tovos ein zeretzon ha'bori baruch hu. When Hashem is not given the opportunity to shower us with blessing because we're not worthy of it, that doesn't make Him happy. It's not you did averos and now I got you back. Ha! Rabbeinu Shalom gets a simcha from getting even with us. That's a punishment kiviyachol by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Adrabba, ratzon abori v'ta'anugo kishmashpia tovos la'Yisrael. You know what makes Hashem happy? You know what kiviyachol gives a Kadosh Baruch Hu pleasure? When He's able to do good to you and shower goodness upon you. V'heim ru'uyam la'shpia leim kol tovos v'abrachos. That makes Hashem happy. V'chas v'shalom lehefech ein zeh ratzon abori. When you stop Hashem from being a kli, making yourself a recipient of His bracha, He's disappointed with you. Piece number two, another piece later in the parsha. Same yisod, but again the lashonos are just so beautiful; it was hard to pass on. Ki abore baruchu sas vegil vashbaso la'anche segula so ulabanav hachavivim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets tremendous joy and pleasure from being able to mashpia His goodness upon His chosen people and His beloved children. Kasher ha'av ha'oev esbeno. Just like a father gets tremendous joy when he's able to shower goodness upon his child. When a parent's able to make their own child smile, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. When Hashem makes us smile, because He gives us something nice, and He wants to. He always wants to. We just have to be worthy of it. But if we're not worthy recipients, so then, kiviyachol Hashem Yisbarach lo nichalei bizeh. He's not happy about this. K'maimer Chazal, like the Gemara says, Masha Egel Rotze Leinok Para V'chulu. What Maimer Chazal is he referring to? So I gave you the Maimer Chazal in source 3. Gemara Pesachim tells us in Kuf Yibayz Amar Aleph, Yosir Masha Egel Rotze Leinek Para Rotze Lahanik. Right, which means what? More than the baby wants to suckle from the mother wants to give over her milk to the child. It pains the mother. It's true in the animal world, it's true in the human world. But a mother, when her body is full of milk, right, she wants to nurse her child because it creates a tremendous pressure inside of her. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu has shefa, milk is white, it's chesed, Rav Wolfson talks about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to just give over goodness to us. And when he's stopped, when he's not able, when there's no kli to be makabel it, namely the Jewish people, so it's terribly kiviyachol painful for him. So now that we've seen this idea, this yesod, let's try to connect it to a pasuk in this week's parsha. Because again, these lashonos are just of a general nature. Let's learn a piece of Kedushas Levi that actually speaks to this yesod. Again, every piece in this week's parsha has this theme. He develops it in different ways. Let's look at it based on a pasuk in Perek Lamed, pasuk Ches through Yud. Okay, source number 4. Va'ata sashu v'shamata b'kol Hashem. You're doing good. You return to Hashem. You're listening to Hashem. You're doing His mitzvos. Hashem will make you abundant in all of your handiwork. Our scroll translation. Hashem will make you right. Hashem will make you abundant. Hashem will be. He'll add on to you. He'll give you more and more. Privitnecha, privemtecha, priadmascha, letova, ki ashuv Hashem la susa lecha letov kasher sasa lavosecha. Hashem will be happy with you like He's happy with the avos, gavaldik. Ki sishma b'kol Hashem lokecha, l'shma mitzvosa, b'chukosa, v'ksuva b'sefer Torah zeh, ki sashuv al Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha. Beautiful. Hashem wants to shower down upon you an abundance of good things. Hashem should make you very successful. B'chol ma'aseh yadecha. Says the Svarna. What does it mean? How successful will you be? Says the Svarna. Beautiful lashon. Source number 5. Yitein lecha hatzlacha yiseira mikol hatzlacha kodemes. More than any hatzlacha you've ever experienced. Or perhaps more hatzlacha than what? Than anyone has ever experienced. More than Hashem was able to do for the avos who are being described in this pasuk. Hashem says, I'll love you even more than I love the Avos. You'll be more matzliach than the Avos. Like it says in Tanad Be'eliyahu, I think in the 25th Perek, a person has to say, when will my actions reach the level of the Avos? Hashem says, it'll be bigger than the Avos. You do your job and I'll just shower you in bracha and atzlacha, bigger than anything you've ever imagined. It's a gevaldic promise, a beautiful bracha. The problem is, when you think about the concept of getting bracha, of Hashem rewarding you, so to speak, in this world, there's a flip side. What's the danger? What fear might we have? The fear is, hold on a second. I'd like to fulfill, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah V'Hayam Aleka. I don't want my reward in this world. I want to save all my schar for the better world, because it's so much more powerful, it's so much more meaningful and worthwhile to invest it in the Olam Haba. And therefore we come to the following question, which is, you know, do we in fact lose? Hashem is promising here, Bosircha Hashem Elokecha, I'll dump down bracha upon you, oh, I'm not sure I want that. Do we lose schar in Olam Haba when we're zocha to the schar of our mitzvos in this world? Some of Farshim point to a pasuk in Treyasar that maybe hints to that idea, that we should be a little bit afraid, that maybe we will lose our schar. I was zocha, very luckily, or it's maybe a childish way to say it, I was zocha last night to be looking something up in a sefer, not such a well-known sefer, called the Yalkut HaGershuni, and I happened to have been looking up something that I saw in that sefer, in his comments on Sefer Hosea, and I saw in my notes, which Baruch Hashem, this is why it's good to take notes on the side of your svarim, I saw another var that tied into tonight's shir, so I was able to slip it in at the last minute. What does it say in the third parak of Hosea? Achar Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael, the Jews are going to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ubikshu Es Hashem Elokeim, and they're going to desire and seek out a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ez David Malkam, and they're going to want, right, they're going to want David Melech, Ufachadu El Hashem Ve'el Tuvo Ba'achar Sayamim. And they're going to be what? Trembling, frightful of or towards Hashem and His goodness in the end of days. Says the Yalkut HaGershuni, Rav Gershon Stern, who's a Hungarian Rav, I believe. He says, Perish, the Shleimus Havoda, Kasher Metiv Lo Hashem, a Jew who's a real thoughtful, right, dedicated Jew, a complete Jew. When Hashem gives you goodness, what's your immediate response? Uh-oh, well, why am I getting something in this world? I want to save it for the next world. Maybe I'm going to lose something. He says that's pshat in the pasuk in Hosea. When Hashem gives you tov, maybe I should be scared. Maybe that's going to take away my olam haba. That's not a trade I want to make. I don't want anything in this world compared to what it's worth in the next world. So that's one way to look at it. And there's some truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. I'm giving you just one nice example, but there are many examples. You can quote more mainstream Mamari Chazal, where we see people were afraid that, God forbid, they're going to get their portion in this world. But the Kedushas Levi comes along with a very, very different message for us tonight. And he says, no. He says, Vahusircha Hashem is not only are you not going to lose your mitzvos, right? Not only will the merit that the goodness that I give you take away from the zechuyos you've already accrued in Shemayim, but dafka the opposite. By receiving Hashem's goodness in the world, in this world, you're going to be zochah to greater schar in Olam Haba. How do you see such a thing? What's the logic behind that? Says the Kedushas Levi, it's pasha. Take a look at source number 8. And this is the piece that we're going to focus on tonight. Short piece, I think it's the last piece in the parsha. He says, O Yevuar Lashon Vahosircha. He said, I'll give you a different pshat in Vahosircha. Hashem will make you abundant. Klomar, Afilu Mashi Yekabel Tovos Meis Hashem Yisbarach. Tovos Olam Hazeh. You get a lot of good things in this world. And you panic, you say, pachad, I'm going to lose my ischar. You will not have any lessening of your Olam Haba because of that. Why? Ki tovas Olam Hazeh, mashu mashpia aleinu, yesh lo kivyachol nachas v'chedva. Because Hashem is happy to shower you with what? With bracha and with hatzlacha and with good things. And if you act in a way that Hashem can reward you, well, that's what Hashem wants. He wants to reward you. And therefore what? He'll reward you over the fact that what? That you made yourself a kli to receive his reward. You made him happy. Says the Kedushas Levi, that's pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh lashon v'hosircha, where it's bolded in source 8. This is what it means, v'hosircha. Klomar, shelo yenucha lecha mizchu yosecha, ma'achas kabbalas tovas olam zeh. You're worried, you're going to get, Hashem's going to mashpia on you, bracha, atzlacha, you're going to lose your olam haba. V'hosircha, the opposite. Rak shetovas olam hazeh, yitin lecha yeser ascharecha. You'll be zochet to more and more schar. V'hazuchu yosecha yosir lecha l'olam haba. It'll add schus to you. Why? Ki Hashem yisparach yesh lo tanuk. Kishmashpia leinu tova b'olam hazeh. Because Hashem is happy. He's thankful to you. Kiviyachol. That you're allowing him to do what he, kiviyachol, wants, which is to shower you with blessing. V'zeh ki yashuv Hashem lasus alecha letov. Hashem is happy to give you this goodness. Amen. Says the Kedushas Levi. Amen v'amen. We should be zochet to such things. Amen. So Hashem wants, amen. So Hashem wants us, again, He wants us to get from Him, and if we can make ourselves worthy of getting from Him, He'll pay us for making ourselves worthy to fulfill His will of showering us with bracha. And I want to try to talk about this yisod tonight, again, beyond, as we do every week, to try to develop it a little bit beyond this piece of the Kedushas Levi, develop this theme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the real world really for this purpose. You know, you ask yourself the question, why did the Rabbeinu Shlomo create the world? Great philosophical question. I'm taught in high school the last 5 years. That's as soon as you say, let's have an Ask the Rabbi session. Right? So, Rabbi, why did God create the world? Oh, so deep, you know. It's over my head. Well, it is over our heads. And it's a very foolish question. For us to try to ask that question has many problems with it. One of the most obvious problems is that we're humans, and what makes us think for a second that we're shayach to understanding why Hashem created the world? What kind of chutzpah, what kind of gaiva do we have to even think that there's something that I'll understand about the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatest decision, which is to create the world? As if I understand that and I can explain it to you and I can justify it and make sense of it. It's way beyond. And on some level, the answer to that question is that's not a question we ask. I tried the last couple of shirim to try to be mechaber the Torah that's studied more often in this yeshiva with this type of Torah that's not yet studied so much in this yeshiva. Maybe to bridge the world of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim a little bit. So we'll quote again tonight from Rav Shechter Sefer and Rav Soloveitchik, where he quotes a maisa with Rav Chaim Brisker. Quote Rav Chaim Brisker and the Kedushas Levi is a good thing. Put them together. So Rav Shechter writes, in Pnina Arab, Rav Shechter Shlita writes, in his Sefer on his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, he says, his ki Rabbeinu. Okay, Rabbeinu here means the Rav. The Rav told the story, Shapam haya grach ma'ayin be'echon mi sifrei ha'chasidus shachabad. One time, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, was studying one of the Sefer Chassidus of the world of Chabad. Ubo Maimer Hadan B'She'ela Mahini U'Lakadosh Baruch Hu Livro Asa Olam. And the Maimer was talking about, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create the world? What moved Hini? What moved the Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? V'hu V'shama Shtei Tshuvos Misefer Chassidus. Two of the famous answers that we find in Sefer Chassidus, Machshava, Kabbalah, Aleph. Shebikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Shetiyah Lo Malchus Ve'ein Melech B'Lo'am. Hashem wants to be a Melech. He wants to rule the world. He needs a world. He can't be a Melech without an Am. Beis, ki teva tov lativ. Hashem is the makor hatov. He's the source of all goodness. It's the nature of one who is good to be mashpia his goodness on others. If you're really good, you want to share that goodness. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu tovu umirtzono lativ lacherim. Ubeli olam ein lo amal hashpia tuvo. If there's no world, who's going to Hashem going to be good to? So Hashem, if he's really good, which he is, he wants to have a world to which he can pour down his goodness. Rav Chaim Brisker read this. Ukeshakara ha'grachas advar me'ela sagar teikaf as a sefer v'nichum yada. He slammed the sefer closed. Right? It doesn't actually say slam. It just says he closed the sefer, but we can add a little drama. He closed the sefer and he put it out of his hand. V'heir she'i efshar lanu afilu lishol she'ila kazu. What kind of question is this? I can explain in rational terms, in human language, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? To ask such a thing, you can't say such a thing. The etzem hanachas hashela, he sheyesh chalila eizah chisaron etzel yisbarach. The implication of such a question is that God was lacking something and he's responding to a need. God needs to be melech, so he needs an am. God needs to do good, so he needs people. That's not, God doesn't need anything. He's not lacking anything. He was perfect before. Hashem beglal kein yeshus lo rotzo lamali es oso chisaron. Hashem creating to fill a need. Hashem doesn't have needs. And would be foolish to think otherwise. V'diburim ke'ela lo nitnu le'amer. We can't say such things. It's very important that this is sort of our starting point, right? Rav Chaim Brisker is correct. What we're about to try to explain, to use loshonos, like the Kedush Levi has already done three times in our sources, that Hashem, it's his ratzon to be mashpia tov on Klal Yisrael. That's all a mashal. We have to know that well, and that's why this piece from Rav Chaim Brisker is very important. We can't, for a second, imagine that we're going to walk out of here with an understanding that I could, someone stop me on the street and say, why did God create the world? Oh, I heard that in the shir tonight. Funny you should ask. It's clear. Simple. Two reasons. God wants to be melech, God wants to be mashpia. Don't think that for a second. Rav Chaim Brisker is very correct and very important. But what the Kedushas Levi and what the Sfarim are working to do, everyone from the Ramchal to the Kisvei Ari, and we'll see some of the sources inside, everyone's working to try to explain, that's very nice. I'm a Kabbalah, that was our first year of Kedushas Levi. Right? Hashem says so, and that's the bottom line, period. Hashem wants it, he does it, that's his will. No questions asked. But what does that do for me as an Eved Hashem? In Avoda, I need to know, how do I function? And I have to create a perception, which is not entirely false, but is not the least bit true at the same time, as to why did Hashem create the world? I have to ask that question. Rav Chaim Brisker is right. We can't ask that question. But there's a part of me that says I have to ask that question. Because otherwise I'm not sure what it means to be an Eved Hashem. I don't know how to respond to this reality called life. And therefore, if you look through the Svarim, you see exactly what Rav Chaim Brisker saw in that sefer from one of the Rebbes of Chabad. Look in the Kisvei Arizal, for example, Rav Chaim Vital, recording the Kabbalah from his Rebbe, the Arizal. And many of the Svarim Kedoshim work on this opening line of the Sefer Eitz Chaim in source number 10. Perek Rishon of the Shara Klalim, 13 Prakim of the Shara Klalim. The opening line is the following. Sha'ala b'ritzono yisbarach shemo, livro es ha'olam. When Hashem had a ratzon to create the world. Why? Kedei lehetiv lebarav. In order to do good for his creations. Ve'akiru gedu lason, that they should recognize that he's the melech. Adon olam asher melech. Right? He ruled beforehand, but it's not the same as when you have people who can recognize you. Ve'yizku lios merkava lamal lidavek bo yizbarach. When Hashem had this game plan, Rav Chaim Vital goes on to say things that we're totally not shayach to. And we're not even going to put them in the source sheet to pretend we're shayach to. We're not even shayach to this line. But this line at least we can talk about because this farm talked about it. When it entered Hashem's ratzon to create a world to do good for His creations. It's a very interesting lashon. I thought about it a lot this week. I think you have almost like a stira in this opening line. You're telling me it's a ratzon. What does it mean a ratzon? I always use the same babyish mashal, but it makes it simple. What's a ratzon? You're standing in the ice cream store and someone says, would you like vanilla or would you like chocolate? I'm a vanilla guy.
Yeah.
Right? I happen to actually be a vanilla guy. I'm not using that in the muscle. I am a vanilla guy.
Right.
Okay? Vanilla guys? Chocolate guys? Any chocolate?
Yeah,
chocolate people?
Swirl.
Okay, the swirl, right? Yaakovinu, the chesed, vura, beautiful. The swirl, everything is, right? Like Rav Lopiansky spoke about, Kol and Dibur coming together.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mashiach, right? Good. Right, Kol plus Dibur is going to be Mashiach. That's what our Rabbi Chaskel over here is pointing out. That was me? I told that to you? Okay, could be. So, good. So you're standing in the ice cream store and you say, I'm a vanilla guy, I'll take the vanilla. Right? You're picking out sprinkles, busy making cheshbonos. Someone comes over to you and says, tell me, why do you like vanilla more than chocolate? And you're caught off guard. I don't know, I just do. I like vanilla. That's my rutzon. I can't. No, but explain it, like rationally. Have you thought about it? I mean, you've been eating ice cream for a long time. So you know, I'm sure, right? You're in college now. You're an intellectual individual. I'm sure your English class, they made you in, you know, first year writing. You have to write an essay explaining what you like about vanilla. What do you like about vanilla? It's a rutzon. It's my rutzon. I like it. I don't know. I just like it. But the bottom line is, I like it. I enjoy it. It tastes good. Chocolate also tastes good, but I like vanilla. I'm a vanilla guy. That's who I am. So, lahavdil, there's no amount of numbers I could say to separate between that mashal and what we're talking about. Kisha'ala b'ritzono yisbarach. When Hashem had a ratzon, why did Hashem create the world? Period. It was a ratzon. That's what Chaim Brisker was saying. We can't try to explain a ratzon for ourselves, let alone for the Rabbona Sholem. He had a ratzon to create the world. He desired to create the world, and he did so. But what's funny is Rav Chaim Vital then goes on. What does he say? What was the ratzon? La'tiv libruav. Well, how does that work? If it's ratzon, then there's no explanation. If there's explanation, it's not a ratzon. Then it's something logical. It's rational. What's this chibur of ratzon and explanation? So again, I thought about it this week, and I think that's exactly the point. On one level, it's nothing but a ratzon. On the highest level, it's nothing but a ratzon. Hashem wanted to create the world, period. No explanations. Put it down if you're reading such a sefer, says Rav Chaim Brisker. On the other hand, what Rav Levi Yitzchak is helping us to try to understand is that there is, from the perspective of the Oved, I need to know what I'm doing here. I need to know what's my response to this ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Chaim Vital, it's lahativ libruav. Hashem wants to do good for you. And if you can help HaKadosh Baruch Hu do good for you, you, Kiviyachol, will be A, the recipient of His goodness, and B, you'll make Him happy, knowing that you've opened up that channel, that conduit, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pour down His ratzon. Now this idea, again, which is in Eitz Chaim, it's very Kabbalistic, it's very much beyond us, you find it in Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch, by the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, writes this yisod, very simple. Yadu HaDavar Mefur, some source number 11, Ki Hashem Baruch Hu Poel Kol HaNimsa. We know Hashem created everything. Ubara HaAdam, Vishlitu Al HaAretz, V'Kol HaSherba. Man was the crowning part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Umimidosa Baruch Hu Shehu Rav Chesed. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, by definition, a Rav Chesed. V'Chafet B'Tovas B'Yosav. V'Rotza Liyosan R'uyin. V'Zachayin L'Kabel Tova Me'itau. Hashem wants us to be the recipients of His goodness. V'Zev V'Emes Mishlei Muso Baruch Hu. And this is a definition and some level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His nature is that He is good, and therefore if you're truly good, we call a lot of things good, but real good, says the Sefer HaChinuch, means that I'm so good that I have to give my goodness to others. That's what he says. Mishlei Muso Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to share it. Ki lo yikra shalim b'tova rak mishu meitiv l'achirim zulaso. Am I really good if I'm just hoarding the good for myself? Share it with someone else. Ein safek bezel, l'chol ben das. This is a very obvious point that we should all understand. And therefore, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to show that He is truly good. And everything He does is good. And He wants to share that goodness with Klal Yisrael. So this is the yisod in some level, again, everywhere from the Chinuch, who's trying to give us explanations of the mitzvot in a very revealed sense, to the Eitz Chaim, who's trying to take us into deeper madrigos, down to the Kedusha Slevi, who again is developing the yisod throughout this week's parsha. Coming to the end of Elul, in the Yom Noraim, right, these days are referred to in the Svarim as the Yemei Ratzon. Yemei Ratzon. Kesha'ola b'ritzono yisbarach, like we saw in source number 10. B'nai Yisasser explains a little bit more, again, this idea of a ratzon. Again, going back to our mashal, the vanilla versus the chocolate. Right? La mashal, la havdil. Right? What does it mean a person has a ratzon to do X, Y, or Z? I desire this. I'm interested in this. These are Yemei Ratzon. In what sense are these the Yemei Ratzon? Says the B'nai Yisasser, In his Mamar Man Chodesh Elul, he nekesavti lecha tam la'ayam me'ila shehim yamei ratzon. Let me explain to you what it means when we refer to these days as days of ratzon. Kesha'ala beritzono yizbarach, right? We saw in Rav Chaim Vital. What does it mean? It's the time for these 40 days, Elul, right? Through Yom Kippur, yamei ratzon. What does that mean? Al shebehem ha'isa alias Moshe lekav luchos achronos v'nisratza Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. These are the days that Moshe went back up to get the second luchos, and he prepared Klal Yisrael to receive the second luchos, which we live till this day with every single moment of our life. V'nei omer lecha da'ayam me'elu heim b'segula l'ratzon ha'elyon me'ez b'riyas ha'olam. These days were an intended part of creation from the beginning of time. There was something about these days that was etched into this being called time from the earliest of stages. Dinei b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who on some level we seem to paskin like against Rabbi Yeshua in this discussion, when was the world created? The world was created in Tishrei. What do we mean the world was created in Tishrei? K'mo she'omrim zeh yom tchilas ma'asecha. This was the time when the world was created. But what was created? What's Aleph Tishrei? Aleph Tishrei is the sixth day of creation. That's when man was created. Which means, when did Hashem start planning the world? When did Hashem have a ratzon to create the world? Today. Right now. V'nei b'riyas ha'olam haya b'ratzon. Ki ein zechash v'shalom. The b'riya of the world was a ratzon. Hashem planned it, he thought about it, but l'mais it's a ratzon. He wanted it, he desired it, period. Ki ein zechas v'shalom ku'uman shepo'apu lasu l'hashlim chasrono. Hashem is not like a worker who does a particular job or crafts a particular object because he's lacking something. Ki hu yisparach shmo shalim b'tachlis ha'shlemis. Rak shebara olamo b'ratzon l'hativ l'burav. Again, he's throwing in that l'hativ l'burav, which kind of leaves you saying, well, it's not a ratzon, he's responding to a need. But it's a ratzon. It's a ratzon. Hashem wanted to create the world. And he quotes, like we just saw, from the Mekubalim, Zeshakasa Mekubalim, Bilashona, Bekam Mekomos, Kisha Allah, Beritzona, Yisbarach Shemo, Livro Ha'olam. V'im Kain, Shaschalas Habriya Haisa B'Tishrei. If man was created on Tishrei, then the Haschal of the world was really when? Chafei Elul. And that's when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the original Ratzon. And therefore these days, this month called Elul, is this month of Ratzon. It's when Hashem first came up with this plan, this idea, for whatever reason, not responding to a need. Again, that's how we have to perceive it. But the reality is, not responding to any need, Hashem had a ratzon to create the world. He's not trying to fill a void. And the Bnei Yisrael, when the Agra Dekala, in his writings on Chumash, takes it one step further. He spells out this mashal. Let me explain to you what it means. How a worker normally responds to a need, and how Hashem is so different. Beautiful. Bereishis bara Elokim. Simple question, says the Bnei Yisrael in Source 13. Bereishis bara Elokim. We know that when a Mechaber writes a Sefer, there's a minhag, it's brought in the Rokeach and many other Sfarim, that the Mechaber puts a hint to his name in the title of the Sefer. Meaning, before I, or if you buy an English book, it says in the top, you know, this book is by Rabbi so and so. When you come into contact with that Torah, the first thing you see is the person. You see the title of the Sefer. It may not say his name on the cover, it may say the name of a Sefer, which is Gematria, his name. Right? But Lamaisa, it's his name. It's expressing his name. The first thing you see when you look at the book is the name of the author. So says the Bnei Yisrael, a simple question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the most beautiful book ever. Why didn't he put his name on the cover? Why did he start Elokim Bara Bereishis? We know the Gemara in Megillah. Hinei Azekeinim Shinu L'tal Me'amelech. The sages, when they were put into those different rooms, the Gemara Megillah Daf Tess, and they were translating the Torah for Talmai HaMelech, they changed it to Elokim Bara Bereishis. The Lechora, says the Bnei Yisrael in line 2, Hu Meharoi Lahatzcha B'Shmo Yisbarach. That actually makes a lot of sense that the Torah should begin Elokim Bara Bereishis. V'nei Lefia Pshat, Yitochin Lizbone Lama Be'emes Lo Yischila Torah B'Shmo Yisbarach. So why didn't the Torah begin that way? We understand why the sages changed it. Why didn't Hashem write it that way? V'omer lecha davar nechmad. Dine yadua ko poel uman. Uman. Right? The uman, the craftsman, is makdim b'machshavaso lasos davar hanifal b'chdei lahashlim chesrono b'eize davar shenechselo. U'makdim machshavaso tzorech ha'pula l'tovaso. When a craftsman wants to create something, he thinks to himself, what do I need? What could I use? What would be a useful thing to create? And he comes up with a creation, and he goes to his shop, or he goes to his lab, and he creates this thing that's necessary. He has a machshava to do something that he needs, and therefore he responds and creates. Derech Mashal, he says, right after where it's bolded, five lines in. A craftsman who's osa klishot shakorin zeiger, a craftsman who makes a watch, a clock. He thinks, I could use a watch. Why do I need a watch? He says, I'm showing up late to davening, I'm late to my morning seder, I could use a watch. That would be a useful thing for me. If I had a watch, I wouldn't have this problem. Let's say he's making it not for that purpose. He has a watch already. Well, maybe he's an expert craftsman in making watches, and he sells handcrafted watches for thousands of dollars. He makes it to sell it. He could use more money, so he makes a kli, and he sells it. He paints a painting, and he sells it. Or it's because his wall is bare, and he wants something. But it's responding to a particular need. Masha Einkin, skipping ahead where it's bolded. Masha Einkin Avori is Baruch Shemo. Hashem is Shalim B'tachas HaShleimus. Lo Asapu Lasu Lashlim Chasrono Chas HaShalom. Ki Eino Bal Chisaron. Hashem is not missing anything. So what's he doing creating? Vim Kain. Ki V'yachol Lo Hiktim Is Atzmo Machshavasa. Did Hashem put himself before his machshava? Did he say, I need something and therefore let me think of how I can respond to that need? Not at all. Hashem created it for the sake of, not himself, not the creator, but for the sake of the creation. When we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Tfilos, during these days, Hashem, you're a poel emes, shepulaso emes. You're a true craftsman who creates for a true reason. Meaning what? I'm really l'shma, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I make something, I make it because that object needs it. Not because I need it. I'm perfectly good, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's the answer to our question. Bereshis bara Elokim means what? Bereshis bara, and then Elokim. Why not Elohim bara bereshis? Why didn't he put himself before the creation? Because that would imply that he needs something. There's an Elohim and he needs something, so bereshis bara, he created. Bereshis bara, Elohim. Elohim doesn't need this. But for the sake of bereshis bara, for the sake of the world he created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his kindness was mashpia himself upon us. And again, that's a tremendous thing. And as much as we talk, Hashem needed the world. Hashem, it's the nature of the king to have a nation. It's the nature of one who's good to do goodness. He didn't really need it. And we have to stop and think about that. Don't, for a second, allow ourselves to fool ourselves that, well, we're kind of doing Hashem a favor. And again, on some level, the Kedush Levi says, yeah, we bring Tanuk to Hashem. But on some level, this is pure chesed. He didn't need to do this. He didn't need to give us these opportunities. He didn't need to create us. He didn't need to save us, send us to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. He didn't need to create a tzaddik like Rav Levi Yitzchak. He didn't need to do any of this. And he chose to do so because he's very, very nice to us. And when we serve him and we give back to him, that itself is an exaggerated expression. In the Maor Einayim, the Rebbe of Chernobyl, he writes by Sukkis. He writes by Itzhazinu, it's a piece about Sukkis. V'af shemi teva tov leitiv, lo mitnei zen nemar, shehochach levo livro ha'olamos. Don't fool yourself into thinking that, yeah, Hashem is the Makor HaTov, and one who's good has to create. Hashem didn't need to do any of this. El shabara b'chasto shel emes. It was pure chesed shel emes. Poel emes, shepulaso emes. Chesed she'osinim ha'meisim, hainu madregas hadalim deles lehum migarmayu klum. We have nothing. We're worthless. We come from the dirt, we go back to the dirt, like we say in the Amnoram. We're nothing. Hashem did chesed. Says the Rebbe of Chernobyl, what does it mean, chesed? Hashem was chos on the dalet, the one who had nothing. Hashem had pity. Hashem took rachmanis on us. He had a nice idea. I'm going to make this lowly creature, I'm going to make it so nice for him, so pleasant for him, that I'll give him the choice between vanilla and chocolate. He'll have options, right? He'll have so much to choose from. Hashem was chos amadrega sadalim. Hashem took pity on us lowly creatures. V'chein lo shayach lomer sheyakabu chas hashalom nachas miavodaseinu. And therefore, says the Rebbe of Chernobyl, different than what Rav Levi Yitzchak is telling us, it's really almost inappropriate for us to say Hashem gets pleasure from our avoda. Hashem gets nachas ruach. Or like the Berditcher writes, we'll see in Parshas Vayechi time. Beautiful lishonos, how Hashem longs for the tefilos of even the lowest Jew. Beautiful lines, but says the Yitzchak Noam, it's out of place. It's not true. Hashem doesn't get anything from us. We're mishamish es harav. Serve your creator. Es sometimes means with. We're mishamish with the Rav. You think we do anything on our own? You think you figured out Tosfos? You think you figured out Kol Dam Gavar? You think your Rebbe figured out Kol Dam Gavar? No one figured out Kol Dam Gavar. Kodesh Baruch Hu figured out Kol Dam Gavar. And in his kindness, he let your Rebbe figure it out, and your Rebbe gave it to you. But don't for a second think that has anything to do with you. Right? Don't think that I did this, and I'm giving it back to, I'm doing it for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it all for you. He's chos on the da'a, on the lowly individuals who have nothing of their own. Shenosein chiyuso, who is that over the most. He gives me life, and the least I could do is give it back to him in some small way to acknowledge that, wow, you've given me everything. The Be'er Mayim Chaim takes it even one step further. He says the beginning of the Torah starts off Bereishis Bara Elokim, and everyone's busy trying to look at the Rosh Tevos and Sofei Tevos, and he brings a beautiful remez in Source 15. Gam Yirma Sofei Tevos Psukei Torasenu HaKadosha Bara Elokim S Osios MS Mace. What does it mean? Ki Yadua Asher Iker Briyas HaOlam Hayivichdei LaHativ LeBriyosof. On some level, yes, Hashem created the world to do good for us. But Hashem expects to get nothing in return from us. Hashem's expectations are very low. He's demanding on one hand, but he's also, he understands the metzias of our world. It all belongs to him. What am I going to give him that he doesn't have? We need him. He doesn't need us. He needs nothing of us. And therefore what? MS Mace, says the Torah as it begins. Merame is in the Sofei Tevos. It's like the chesed you do for a dead person. That person can repay you. You bury that person who has no one to bury him. You do the ultimate chesed, a chesed shel MS as we call it in the Chazal. And this guy's not going to do anything for me. He'll never be able to repay me. Says the Rebbe of Chernitz, Rav Chaim Chernitzer, Be'er Mayim Chaim. He says, that's what the world is. Hashem created the world, and Hashem gave us this tremendous opportunity, and we don't give anything back to him. And we shouldn't fool ourselves. But again, Rav Levi Yitzchak's point is also very true, which is when we do try on some small, almost fake level, give back to him, and we make ourselves worthy, and he gives us more bracha, which is already so much more than we deserve, because it's already a chesed shel emes. Where we're dead, we're dalim, he's chos al adal. He gives us infinitely more than we're worthy of. When we try to give back to him, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, kiviyachol is happy. So Asemis explains the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, v'schar avera avera. The hour is a little late, so I'll just say it outside. You'll look at it in Source 17. So Asemis at towards the end of Bichu Kosai. He says, you know what I mean, schar mitzvah mitzvah? Every mitzvah is a double mitzvah. Every aveira is a double aveira. Why is that so? What have I done right when I do a mitzvah? A, I listen to Hashem. B, He rewards me. Hashem likes when He listens, when we listen to Him. But Hashem also likes when He's able to what? To reward us. So I'm making Him happy in the sense that I'm making myself, like we started with the Kedushas Levi, I'm making myself open to receiving His bracha. Why is every avera a double avera? It's almost more powerful than the negative. A, I've rejected the ratzon of my Creator. I've not done what God asked of me. And B, I've put Him in a position that He hates being in, which is what? That He has to punish me. That's what it means. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar avera avera. Every mitzvah has two aspects to it. I've listened to Him, and I've made kiviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, happy that He can do chesed with me, that He can continue to give me His tov. And when I do the avera, I've rejected Him, and Rachmana Litzlan, I've forced Hashem kiviyachol to punish me, which is the last thing in the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to do. Our job, we put together all the pieces that we've looked at tonight, the bottom line is, how do we balance it? Again, is it true? Is it not true? Is it real? Is it not real? Is Hashem, am I giving back to Him? Am I making Him happy? Is that just a joke? Is that to make me feel good? Right, we have to live with, again, a combination of these things. Like Rav Chaim Brisker said, we don't know. We can't know. We shouldn't pretend to know. And at the same time, we should feel very real about giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach when we choose to do the right thing. And I'll end with a final Kedushas Levi in Parshas Vayera. The Kedushas Levi says, the avoda and the greatness of Avram Avinu was that Avram Avinu understood that, yes, Hashem wants to give us endless bracha. And I can make that kind of about myself. but Avraham Avinu made it about Hashem. I want to just make you happy. I'm not going to enter into this relationship knowing that you just want to give and give and give, and I'm going to work the system to make sure I'm the recipient of that. I'm going to enter into this relationship because I want to make you happy, Ribono Shel Olam. And then maybe it's not so much about us. And then maybe I'm able to mekayim all these different aspects. I'm able to get which he likes, but I'm also not focused on getting, which is what I should like. The final source. The Pesukim describe how Avram is praised. That what? That he'll guide his children. When I believe. And again, some of the other tzaddikim are writing, we shouldn't believe it so much. But the Kedushas Levi, who was pure Ava, says we should believe it in a very real way. When we believe with Amunah Shleima that Hashem does appreciate and does enjoy our avodah, and He loves to shower us with good things. Melech Chafetz B'chaim. He wants to seal us all for the best year on Rosh Hashanah. Oz Mash Mevakish Me'Hashem Yisbarach Tovo Bracha Hu Tanug Hashem Yisbarach. So when I ask him on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, give me life. Don't say, I want life for me. Don't be like the Zohar says, like a dog who barks, hav, hav, give, give. That's the worst thing in the world. Say, Hashem, I want life so I can serve you more. I want life because I know it makes you happy for me to be alive. You like to see that I'm happy. It makes you happy to know that I'm happy. So that's my focus. V'tanog Hashem Yisbarach b'ashpa'asa l'Yisrael, hu machmas sh'Yisrael hochin, hu machzikim b'toras Hashem. What makes him happy? What makes him happy to know that he gives us good? Because I take the good and I do the right thing with it. That I walk in the ways of Torah. The way that Avram is being described in this pasuk, that he's going to pass on the legacy of monotheism, of Torah, to his children, to his future descendants. Hashem says, I'm so happy to give because I know you're going to use it right. V'zeu, l'man asher yitzav es banav, v'shamru derech Hashem. Hashem says, I'll give you Avram because I know your children are going to walk the path. And Hashem is happy to give in such a scenario. Avram, you teach your kids to do it for the right reason. You teach them to walk in my ways, to make me happy, because I'm giving it to them, that they're using it in the right way. It all comes together. Hashem wants to give, but it's so important that when we take from Him, we use it in the right way and give it back to Him. So Mirz Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah, and the Melech is Chafetz B'chaim, and He's handing out, and He only wants to give. And that's why, again, every piece in this week, in the Kedushas Levi, this is the theme. How can the Ribbono Shel Olam give you more and more and more? He only wants to give you on Rosh Hashanah. But the key is to be like Avram, and to be like the descendants of Avram that are described here. We're going to walk in the ways of Hashem. We're going to make Hashem happy by allowing Him to be Mashpia His Tov upon us. And hopefully we'll be Zocha to walk in the Torah Hashem, and be Zocha to Aksiva V'Chasima Tov.